You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you feeling optimistic that the Commanders can be the 2024 NFC version of the Houston Texans? With a massive turnaround after their number two quarterback hits like C.J. Stroud did for the Texans, helps lead them to the playoffs.
By the way, EB, when we're talking about the coaching being better, by the end of the season, you were completely out on the other EB, Eric Bieniemy. And well, during the season, we talked about the fact.
I tried to maintain optimism.
During the season, we talked about the fact that he basically abandoned the run.
He did.
He had a young quarterback in his second season, first season starting in Sam Howell, and dropped him back as much as anybody in the league. So
with no protection.
Going to Jason's point about the quality coaching, that's part of it. Just having an offensive game plan that'll make some sense. Now, I don't know if Kingsbury's some spectacular play caller and great offensive coordinator.
But I know what he is. He's an upgrade over Eric Bieniemy. Sight unseen, without seeing him call one real play yet.
You're kind of proving my point from a few weeks ago when we were arguing about coaching versus players. And obviously the quarterback is a huge difference, but coaching as a staff is a huge difference maker. And we're kind of pointing out the examples from last year. And I think it's going to be a huge plus this year because the staff, top to bottom, all right, maybe the head coach isn't a huge difference maker compared to a quarterback, but top to bottom, that staff and their preparation and going into each week and going to into each game is a huge
and they've
plus.
Done a good job. I think, I mean, we'll have to see how it plays out and how these guys work with the number two pick, whoever it is. They've built a nice bubble and support system for whatever quarterback's coming in with Kingsbury, with Tavita Pritchard as a holdover. They bring in David Blau, who's a guy that's really smart and well thought of. You know, he wasn't very good as a NFL quarterback, but it looks like he's going to make his bones coaching going forward.
Probably eventually be a coordinator.
He's a young guy that should help a young quarterback make that transition from college to the pros. So it seems like they've made it a good landing spot for whoever gets picked
Eric,
number two.
Before we get to the calls, you wanted to get another thought, you said.
Well, a couple things. I just want to go through where we are. It's not fair because we're not even at the draft yet, and we're not done with picking up free agents. But if we just went position by position, right, I think we all agree linebacker better.
I mean, Luvu might have been the best pickup just based on his age and what he'd been doing. And then they add Bobby Wagner.
Understood.
Led the league in tackles.
It's a massive upgrade. Like, this team, like, believes in linebackers and using linebackers and all that. Huge. Definitely better. I'd say, though, probably worse at secondary at this point. Maybe neutral. I mean, they get rid of Curl. They add Chin, who I guess they think is going to fit their system better. But at best, not better.
But you also have to hope that the young guys, that the Ron regime picked, now you have to raise your eyebrow with that a little bit, that those guys like Forbes and
Kwan
Martin
given up on Forbes.
Develop.
But I'm just saying on paper.
I think it's fair that
I would call
secondary, not upgrade.
But they might have better depth than they did last year.
I mean, you're calling it a wash, but they did lose.
They lost Fuller. They lost two starters.
I mean, I would say maybe even a negative right now. I'm trying to be objective. Linebacker clearly better. I'd say D-line. Look, say what you want, but not having Chase and Montez and replace it with these other guys, they ain't as good as Montez.
Armstrong's better than Chase.
Okay, but he's not better than Montez.
Okay, but they added three guys. So maybe you got more depth.
I'm going to say worse personally, D line.
I'm not so sure.
At best, neutral.
Chase was seriously non-existent.
But also, those guys only played half the season. They were traded.
I know, but that,
but half the season when you're talking about a 4-win team is because they thought, you know, including yourself, said, "Oh, this might be addition by subtraction." Casey Tuhill and the other guys that were filling in, they're not as good.
I'm not going
to
say that
these guys
worse.
Need to be an upgrade over Casey Tuhill and James Smith Williams.
Well, if you want to say that, then sure. But I'm saying where we were a year ago. I think they're worse, but okay.
I disagree.
Offensive line at best, it's a push so far.
No, I think it's better. Well, you got a starting center.
Okay, but we lost Leno, and it was a great, but he was solid. I think we would all say solid.
Yeah, but we don't
know. Horrible.
We don't know anything about the guys they brought. We don't pay attention to offensive linemen. You're just basing it on names.
Well, right now they have Braden Daniels, who everyone said was horrific as number one. Now, yeah. I know he's not.
Again.
Because Cornelius Lucas will play over Braden Daniels. Right.
But again, that also could be addressed in the draft.
But we just don't know. So I say at best it's neutral, I think, O-line, until proven otherwise.
But the two guys they brought in last year, Nick Gates and then the guy from Kansas City,
Wiley. You're going to love Gates.
But they were disappointing. So could these guys be disappointing? Yes, but what I'd say is that the center from Dallas has a better resume, at least.
I agree with that.
I think right now it's a better unit. Left tackle's an issue, but they will address that in the draft.
I hope so. And I think it will be better. But I'd say right now, for me, if I was being objective, maybe marginally better until proven otherwise.
Okay.
Receiving core the same, basically.
They haven't, yeah.
Lost Samuel could say worse.
Maybe worse. Running back, I'd say better. And that's assuming Eckler could be reasonably healthy.
Him and McNichols, I think, is a sneaky add to the roster. He's kind of
you know more about him than me.
He's kind of like an Eckler clone.
Correct.
Okay. You know more about him than me. I think he's played a while, though, right? He's been 8 or 9 years in the league.
I don't know how many years he has.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know if he's that old.
And then quarterback right now, I think it remains to be seen. I mean, I guess we'll assume it's going to be better than because Sam was so bad down the stretch. But we'll see. I assume it'll be better at quarterback, but we'll see.
Look,
coaching, definitely better.
I think the floor
coaching not even close.
Not even close. Yeah. Right. And I think that's
a huge factor. It's a huge percentage of it.
So I think it's almost a wash where we are now until we get this draft going.
No,
I
think it's an upgrade talent-wise.
The roster's better.
Because I don't agree with all of your assessments. I think that the defensive ends, I'm with Jason. They may not have one individual player as good as Montez Sweat. Mm-hmm. Okay? But they added three guys. One of them who basically follows Dan Quinn around everywhere. He knows how to play Dante Fowler, right? Fowler's the one that's followed him around everywhere. Armstrong had, 9 sacks?
He's better than start Chase. 50%
of
his...
I would say Armstrong.
So none of them,
Chase,
I would say, are individually better than Montez Sweat, but I think overall they're better. I think linebackers are better. I agree with your assessment about corners. I think offensive line is better. They could end up busting, but it comes down to the quarterback. I think the floor of this team is 7 wins. And to get to the Houston Texans, I think it depends on the quarterback. Now, where it would go below 7 wins is if your quarterback has a Bryce Young like rookie season where it's a disaster.
If it's a season like that, then I mean if it's like a 3-win season, and I don't see that, but
it'll be a rough one.
That would be a long season.
All right, let's hit the phones here.
Too.
Why don't we hit Andre Manassas, see how he's feeling about it.
Andre, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. I'm not necessarily sold in the Texans. I mean, you know, this is not the first time in NFL, you know, a team has gone from, like, you know, worst, like, the playoffs. And
happens every season.
I think drafted. Yeah, the Redskins did it twice in 15 and 20. So, I mean, if anything that impressed me, maybe more so would have been Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. But, you know, having said that, I know everybody wants to win as a cheap quarterback or a rookie quarterback, but, you know, I've never really seen it happen with the exception of, you know, in Kansas City. these quarterbacks, they come in, they do well. You make a playoff, you make it to the playoffs, so you win one playoff game, and then all of a sudden he's your franchise quarterback. You give him, you know, $300 million, and the team just it stays in neutral for the rest of the guy's career. I don't know exactly what the magic formula is, but I think in a perfect world, you find a really good quarterback, and you pay him decent money, but not at franchise quarterback money. And I realize no one ever can do it. That's just the way the NFL is. But, you know, I can see the Texans. Oh, well, we made the playoffs. We won a game. They're going to give Stroud all this money, and then they're going to be stuck in neutral, and they never really move forward.
They have the luxury. Yeah, but they're four or 5 years away from that.
They don't have to give him that big bag of money yet. Like they have,
right. And they have 3 more years.
They normally give him like in 4 years, right? I mean, it's just
– Yeah, well, they're just starting year two, so they're fine.
Kansas City is the only team that's done that and who's won. And then even still to that point, Mahomes, when he finally got his contract, I think he got a really, really – he took a really, really team-friendly contract because, you know, he wants to win for the long term. But you need a quarterback who's going to come for – I mean, you know, Brady did it, but Brady had, you know, Giselle Bundchen. So they won all those years because he never made big money. So you need a really good quarterback who's going to come and is not going to take big money. He needs to consistently win.
Well, if you get a really good quarterback, you're going to pay him.
If you have the guy, if you have
the
Burrow,
way the league is.
Or if you have Mahomes, you love paying that guy.
Of course. Because, that's the situation you want to be in.
You found the Holy Grail.
Correct.
Like, the absolute worst situation is if you have a Daniel Jones and you give him money that's close to elite money and he just doesn't give you close to elite production.
But, and that's here's the worst. This is the worst spot to be in when you draft a guy high and he doesn't progress as quickly as you want, and you trade him for a 6th-round pick.
Right.
like the Bears did.
That's a problem when that happens.
Right, look, you got to get the quarterback. If you get the quarterback, it changes everything. Look at the Bills. All right, now the Bills have had to dismantle this team this year, but I bet they'll still be competitive because they have Josh Allen. Their last four seasons, 13-3, 11-6, 13-3, 11-6.
Right.
Because they've got Josh Allen.
Ask Bills fans or the front office, are you guys okay paying Josh Allen what you're paying him? Of course, it's going to be a resounding yes.
But you're
not
going to
know everything else around him.
Barring, you know, you're just not going to know if you got the quarterback for a couple of years.
Probably.
Yeah. And in all likelihood, you're not going to know.
Probably, but Cincinnati knew quick. The Chargers knew quick.
Sometimes you do, but a lot of times you don't.
Yeah, I mean, they hit home runs.
Trying to think of the guys who were drafted the last couple of seasons.
Well, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Saw a side by side of Gardner Minshew's career stats and Trevor Lawrence's career stats? Gardner Minshew comes out favorable.
Dude, I was hyping up Minshew a couple years ago, and you guys were destroying me.
Part of Minshew's stats.
Well, there's no chance Minshew's better than Trevor Lawrence.
He was putting up garbage stats early with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and those teams are getting boat raced.
You can take those stats and throw them out the window.
All right, let's go to Sarah in Ashburn. Sarah.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hello.
I think don't put the emphasis on our comparison with the Texans or with the Colts. I think it's going to be a matter of how that the coaching staff is going to come together, who they are going to be drafting, and a quarterback is only as good as the men around them. And I think that's going to be
the secret. It's not true.
I'd rather have the stud quarterback, and you can have a bunch of numbers around him. He'll elevate those guys.
You can have a stud quarterback, but if you don't have – we needed an offensive line. We didn't have it last year. You have to have draft for an offensive line.
It's a team game, and you're right to an extent that you need good support around your quarterback. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes was mentioned earlier. Now he's the best. But he loses Tyreek Hill, and they're fine.
They won a Super Bowl.
The coaching staff, too.
Well, of course.
Still had Travis Kelce.
Sarah, still do a very you good think team. Right now the roster is better than it was last year? Even, you know, I mean, we don't know about quarterback, but, like, what they've done, like, position by position.
But it also depends on the coaching staff, and I think Josh Harris has done a very good job.
The coaching staff is better. I think we'll all stipulate to that.
She didn't
Sarah.
Want to answer your question. Yeah, she's not listening to you.
Sarah. We know the coaching staff's going to be better. Is the roster better right now than it was at the end of last year?
We won't know until the end of the draft.
Okay, but what do you think it is right now?
I think I really don't know because I think
I'll answer.
Answers yes.
It's clearly yes. You know why?
Isn't she like 97?
Dude, you asked her four
it's
times
not even
the same
close.
Question.
I was giving her grace because she's like 100.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
but it's better because Ron is no longer in charge. Christ. Ron isn't anywhere near making the picks. That's why I know it's better.
Here's another example.
Of course it's better.
All right. Here's another example to Jason's point about coaching. All right. We're talking about the Texans. Can they have a Texans turnaround? All right. Because they're the most recent and most spectacular example of a team turning it around and making the playoffs and C.J. Stroud being great. But a season before that, Brian Daboll took over for Joe Judge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were 4-13
horrible
with
hire.
Joe Judge in his second season.
Yeah.
6-10, mm-hmm. 4-13. They didn't change the quarterback. They changed the head coach. And obviously they drafted some players, mm-hmm. but it was Daniel Jones, and they ended up going 9-7-1 and made the playoffs in year one.
Right.
Now they regressed this year.
Year two.
Well, he got hurt. Daniel Jones was hurt.
Okay.
There were other factors, but it was a one-year turnaround. Probably took advantage of a last-place schedule, which mm-hmm. the Commanders will have.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And some other things, like, it happens every season. Like, I think, look, I'm with some of these people that right now, and it's dependent on who they draft in the quarterback or whether it works out, they are poised to have the turnaround this season. Like, a lot of people are saying the Commanders are the team.
Let's hope that's the case.
I remember they said that. The guy from ESPN said that Rick said we were going to Super Bowl. Rich Eisen said we were going to Super Bowl. Remember that a couple years ago?
I do remember
that. Was when you were touting Fitzpatrick, right?
Yeah.
That was my guy. Mine about the easiest guy,
I've just been burned too often. I believe it when I see it.
All right, don't forget, coming up in a little over an hour, we'll be joined by Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals as they have a huge game tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins. He'll join us coming up at 8:45 here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.